Mom bought me the most beautiful sneakers in the world, Mordecai sneakers. I was really lucky. It was the last pair in the store, and just my size, too. Actually, my big toe is a little squeezed. And my small toe, too. All of my toes, in fact. But they are beautiful. Huh?
Soccer balls are big and full of air. That's easy. But baseball... I mean, I love baseball. And Jesse's on the team, so that's really good, too. The problem is that whenever I have to hit the ball with the bat, or catch it and figure out where I'm supposed to throw it, I get a bit scared.
Okay, listen, you guys. You are at the start of an amazing journey. And although you may not feel like superheroes, we have been watching you for some time. And whether you know it or not, you have each proved that you possess extraordinary powers, and you're still learning how to use them. That's all.
But clouds are really high up, and I think they're made out of, clouds. Still, they're fun to look at. Ooh, that one looks like a fish, and that one looks like a train engine, and that one looks like, a peanut! Hooray!
My dad said that the building we're staying in is an old water mill that's part of a castle. That's where the peasants brought their grain, and then Baron Kuno took part of it as payment for giving the peasants protection.
I'm the paintest horse this side of the Orange River. If you need your oranges orange, I'm your guy. If you need your popcorn or your sunglasses orange, I can do that too. And if your carrots, one of my favorites, are looking a bit pale, Bucky's here to brighten them right up. Yeah! Let's see what I can paint now. A door hinge? Hey! That rhymes with orange! Yes, sirree, Bill. I'm having an orange-tastic day.
Bowler? I get it. It's a bowling game. And the rectangle is the bowling alley, right? But... why would you make a bowling alley outside on the grass? You're not talking about a bowler hat, are you? We saw one of those in Show and Tell a while ago. Ellen Herrick brought one in and said it was really old, like 100 zillion years old. It had a hole in it and smelled like cabbage and old people.
At the far end of town, where the grickle grass grows, and the wind smells slow and sour when it blows, and no birds ever sing, excepting old crows, is the street of the Lifted Lorax. And deep in the grickle grass, some people say, if you look deep enough, you can still see, today, where the Lorax once stood, just as long as it could, before somebody lifted the Lorax away. What was the Lorax, and why was it there? And why was it lifted and taken somewhere from the far end of town where the grickle grass grows? The old Onceler still lives here. Ask him. He knows.